Johann Gutenberg's Bible was the first major book to be printed using movable type. Its publication demonstrated conclusively the advantages of the process, which drove enormous cultural, economic, and intellectual changes in the centuries that followed. The version printed by Johannes Gutenberg ushered in a technical revolution that, it could be argued, had an even greater impact on society. Before Gutenberg transformed the process, printing was done with painstakingly carved woodblocks, one for each page. This worked well for images, but was far too time-consuming for text of any length. One spelling mistake would mean starting all over again, literally from scratch. Large bodies of text, such as the Bible, were instead written out by hand on parchment. Each copy took years to produce, and the work was only conducted by a few literate monks in monasteries. Religious orders thus retained great power over the spread of knowledge and literacy. Gutenberg was born in Mainz, in Germany, into a family of skilled metal workers. He may have begun his experiments with movable type as early as 1430s. After some trial runs with single sheets of text and then a few small books, Gutenberg felt confident enough to attempt publishing Bible. It was an enormous undertaking. Its 1,286 pages were printed 2 pages at a time. Each copy of each pair of pages was typeset and pressed by hand, then the type was dismantled and reset for the next two. It is estimated that Gutenberg took 3 years to print the 180 or so copies of his Bible, the time a monk might take to write just one. Gutenberg probably cast each letter in a mold of fine sand, a delicate process still used today for detailed cast iron work. Gutenberg's font required 270 different characters, including uppercase and lowercase, punctuation, and abbreviations. Gutenberg found that traditional water-based inks would not stick to the metal letter before it was pressed onto the page, so he devised a new oil-based ink that gave a depth of color on the page never seen before. The impact of this new printing is impossible to overstate. Books of all kinds could now be produced in large quantities for a fraction of the cost and labor of a single handwritten one. Literacy increased as more people had access to the printed word. The ideas and knowledge within books could be exchanged, discussed, and developed faster than ever. The publication of the Gutenberg Bible led directly to the Reformation and to the birth of modern science. Its enormous effect on society is comparable with the invention of the Internet. Remarkably, 49 copies of Gutenberg's Bible still survive. In the unlikely event of one becoming available today, it would cost you up to $35 million. Or you can come and see a facsimile copy of the great Gutenberg Bible at the Noel Collection for free. And for the Noel Collection, I am Alexander Mikhaberidze.